Good morning, Captain. Well, good morning to you,
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The saga of Donald Trump stealing government records from the White House, violation of criminal law. It has just come out. You read the other day that he stole 15 boxes of documents. And when I say steal, presidents are allowed, obviously, to take personal correspondence and that kind of thing. But he was taking classified documents. He was taking communications with Kim Jong-un of North Korea. Anyway, the National Archives, it's been revealed, they may have been the one that ended Trump's impasse on turning over records. What happened was typical Trump. He stole the records, concealed them in Mar-a-Lago. I don't know why. Remember, in some of them, he flushed them down the toilet in the White House, as Maggie Haberman has disclosed in her new book. She's a New York Times reporter. He ripped up a lot of them into small pieces. One aide came in and said on two occasions she saw him eating a piece of paper. I assume it wasn't a long document, but, you know, some note that he thought would be embarrassing to him. Well, then he takes 15 boxes. And I wondered at the time, why they didn't get them earlier from him. They knew they were gone. It turned out they went right to him last spring saying, fork him over. And he kept lying and saying, well, I'll think about it. I'm going to look at it for personal things, blah, blah, blah. And he never turned anything over. What apparently happened is fairly recently, they privately said to him, you know something, you turn him over or we are going to go to Congress and the Justice Department for prosecution. He crumpled like a cheap suit. Turned over the 15 documents. And I thought, well, that was it. At least everything's back there, the stuff other than the stuff he ate or flushed down the toilet. But I was wrong. It turns out the National Archives is still, quote, negotiating with him and, quote, continuing to search. And he is, quote, continuing to search. And these are classified documents. Now, that's a criminal offense, by the way. Even if you're the president, you can't just take stuff. Because this is relevant to what happened in your administration. The theory is that seeing these documents conceivably could help a future president understand the position of a foreign government. You don't just get to take them. What bothers me about this guy is that he's continuing to search. And it's like Robin Voss, the judge in the Robin Voss case, where he was sued under the open records law to turn over documents about the hiring of Gableman and what Gableman's doing. And he didn't come up with any. The judge said the other day that she is afraid he may have destroyed documents. And the way he did it was in a very sneaky way. What he ended up simply doing Voss apparently was just sat on it when it came in and didn't tell anybody and didn't put what's called the litigation hold. Now, in litigation, when I was practicing litigation, if you get a court order to do something or an open records request, you immediately put a litigation hold. You send an email around to your whole team, your firm, saying don't destroy anything till we get to look at it. In this case, he didn't do it. He lay in the weeds and he says, well, it may have been routine destruction policy. What, in the 2 weeks? The point is, what is the judge going to do if that proves to be the case? Hold him in contempt? Yes. But this is what Trump is doing too. I'm going to keep searching. I surely am. I am going to keep searching. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. This is corrupt. This is corrupt. If you get a court order to produce documents, you put out a litigation hold. If you get an open records request, you put out a litigation hold. You don't immediately go to the shredders. Trump's case, He shred by eating, sticking down the toilet, and stealing. And now he's claiming he's still looking. He's still looking. Go to the lines. Don of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Don?
Let me ask you a question. Are we a country of laws?
Of course. That was said by the founding fathers. I mean, it's said in the Federalist Papers. You know we are, Don. That's a rhetorical question, my friend. Where do you take that with? Because the Republican Party does not follow the law and it doesn't enforce the law.
That's right. That's my point, is we are no longer a country of laws. When Trump obviously breaks the law and he's never charged, he's never arrested, and over the 4 years, you can just list out all of the laws he's broken over and over again, and he's never once been charged. Two, Robin Voss has broken the law here, and he's, you know, there's nobody that is being held accountable from top to bottom, from the president all the way down to Robin Voss to all these Republican people who do this time and time again. They arrest the guy for stealing gum right then on the spot. They don't go back to the district attorney and say, you know, do we think his intent was there? You know, do we have to, before we arrest this guy, we should judge his intent of stealing that gum. You know, he could be mitigating circumstances. No, they arrest him. Call the police right. And arrest him. Right. The rest of us are subjected to laws, but the people in power are not. So we're not a country of laws. We're a country of subjects ruled by law, and the elite don't. We've long past gone by country laws when we can watch. And I think there's a lot of frustration from people. You know, listening to Jeannie on the phone this morning, you know, she's frustrated. She's feeling it. There's so much going on. But when we can watch people on TV day after day after day being committing crimes in public, you know, and Trump's superpower, I've heard so many pundits say, is that he just admits what he's doing and then nobody held him accountable. You know, at this point, I have to agree. When, you know, the Presidential Records Act, he's destroyed them. There's just no question. He's broken the law. He should be arrested, or at the very least, he'd be charged with that crime of that. But it hasn't happened. And so, you know, that's why I say we're no longer a country of laws. We're subject to certain laws when they're applied by those in power. Thank you.
Yeah, that's very well said. And let me just build on that, Don. That's very, very well said. Because here, where are the prosecutors? You know, where's Merrick Garland, you know, the attorney general in this state as well? Let me give you a couple of examples. The stealing of from the property of the National Archives is a criminal offense. So was extorting Brad Raffensperger in Georgia. That was a criminal offense. And what's happening there? Thank God the local DA is looking at it and she's under death threat. Where is Merrick Garland on this thing? And here in this state, when it comes to Voss and so forth, you have he's disobeyed a judge's order. But where's the attorney general? Where, you know, this business about the fraudulent electors. There were 10 of them who lied and said that they were the electors. Why aren't they being prosecuted? It doesn't have to be the Congress that does it. It can be right here. I agree with you. We're going to go quickly to Mark from the SAC. We got a couple of minutes, Mark. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, well, to reiterate what was just said and what Jeannie just said, I mean, that these guys, it's not that applies to them. I mean, I frequently have thought and have said that, you know, they should have checked, you know, seen what Scott Walker walked off when he left the governor's mansion, that because it's not just documents that these guys decide they can take. They decide they can take, you know, anything that isn't tied down. They just, you know, toss in the moving boxes and walk off with it, even though it's the property of the people of the state or of the United States.
If you want to eat healthy and feel your best, you got to.
So, yeah, no, I'm right on with you, Mark. It's terrific stuff. We're going to break, but I'm going to build on that. And then the lines are also alive after you. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. But Mark is right on the money on that one. Right on the money on that one. The fact is that this is theft and it's got to be prosecuted. Don was too. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.